What did we work on last week?
Was each coming up with different chidushim from the
davening,
yeah.
Maybe you should just be we worked on opening up the world of Machshava, that's a Nusach of the Tefillah, that the main Chiddush, the main Chiddush of this Ugda is that a world of Machshava that's in the Tefillah. Usually the way we look at the Bodhisattva Nusach is that it's just like a convenient, very nicely put together way of expressing, asking Hashem what we want. You want to have panasa, baruch aleinu. You have people who want needing a four shlema. You say b'feinu, right? But it, there's nothing to look into, nothing to speculate, to clear, to delve into. It's just a nice way to ask. For these different things, right? It never dawns upon a person that this material is chomer in this monastery. Like you think into a piece of Gemara, you think into a Rambam, you think into the Tzitzis. Like it's just, we're just asking Hashem for our needs. And answering Knesset Gedolah, put together a nice way of asking for it. It should be alphidictive, it should be, structured properly, alphichazal. It doesn't seem at all like the type of thing that there's material here for us to delve into, right? And so that's what the main sensation of this Ugda, that it should open up our mind and our awareness that each bracha is loaded with gems and with diamonds and with so much material to look into. Each bracha has its own nuances to look into. I'm sure the Olam did it, that you found this to be true. So like each one is different than the other, and each one the machshavas and the oddness and the unusualness and the diukim and the dikukim had its own world. With a Russia, would you like to have something to share with us? You weren't here last week. No, okay.
Well, it's not a tiny shoe,
though. What?
He was here, but he didn't realize that the Rav was late, so he left before the Rav came. But he was here.
We'll make sure that at least you get Mark's present for the evening. You don't get a kanas, for not being here. What about your baruch? Is something you want to quickly share with us?
I did a third of the brachos. I went through it.
I meant to say, do you have maybe some thoughts that you saw in the brachos you want to share?
I had quite. I just wrote down questions. I didn't think of answers.
Okay, good.
I just
that's
wanted
good.
To notice things.
Good. Did you want to share something you noticed? Do you have something to put through? That's very good. Even if you don't have the answers, the questions are
an interesting one. The Kav Shofar, which talks about Geula. I mean, it talks about overall Geula, but then we have a specific bracha before that, Re'ev Aninu Ki Goyel Chazaka Ata. So they both talk about Geula. I was wondering what the difference was. In Re'ev Aninu we say Ki Goyel Chazaka Ata. Is there a less powerful Goel? Like, what does it mean, Chazak? Why do you need an adjective? Why? What? It's like you can't be partially pregnant. So, like,
very good.
So I'm wondering what the Chazak does there. So a couple questions. Leman Shemecha. Like, what does it mean? Begolenu Meher Leman Shemecha. Why does it need to be tied to Hashem's name?
Very nice. That's exactly what we're talking about. You did the opening exactly. This type of the thing that I was suggesting to the Rebbe, these yukim that you're making, these are exactly those type of things. Very, very good, excellent, actually, very good. And maybe you let it roam around in your mind, and you'll see that Beis Hashem eventually you come up with a little mash over here and there. All these things there, it's accessible, the answers. I mean, an answer, not the answer, but you see, you'll think about it, and all of a sudden one day it'll hit you. An apropos machshava, these things. Very good. The Moshe, you have any?
Nothing of interest. It was hard for me this week to sit down and I've done it before, but this week I didn't have anything. Nothing jumped out that I would want.
Okay, even the question.
I mean, I've had some questions in the past, but I didn't write them down again. But
different number. Let's see, yeah.
Oh, share.
You have something to share with us?
All right. I mostly focused on the fourth bracha, the very first one of the middle set. And I was struck by a lot of what appeared to be oddities or incongruities. Okay, so we say dat and bina. We say Hashem gives basically everybody dat and bina. But then we ask Hashem for dea, bina v'haskeah. So it doesn't say dat, it says dea. I wonder what's the difference between dea and dat. But then if Hashem already gives everybody dat and bina, why do we then specifically ask for it again? Like we say, be graciously and thou us, why? And at the end we specifically say ha dat, the dat, at the end of it. So dat is mentioned three times. First time it's mentioned as dat, second time it's mentioned as dea, and the last time it's mentioned as the definite, the dot. So again, a lot of questions. I thought of a potential answer, but it's probably a bit trivial in some respects. But I just thought at the beginning of it that maybe Hashem gives everybody on the planet a sufficient amount of dat and bina, because He does it to everybody. But maybe He doesn't do it at all to the Jews. He only gives it to the Jews if we ask Him for it. We have to ask Him not just for those two, but if we ask Him for those two, if we ask Him for the third one, Haskel, He gives us that even extra. He doesn't seem to offer Haskel to the average mortal man. He just gives that dot bina. But when we ask Him, we ask for dea, bina, and Haskel. So maybe it's like we start off lower, but if we ask, we can actually achieve higher. And maybe that's what it means at the end when it says hadat. Maybe that's the actual understanding and knowledge and wisdom to actually even ask or to get started. I don't know exactly what the hadat meant at the end, but that was my thought. Whatever.
The board that you're saying is food for thought. I think that just for the record, I think that after Pasha Pshah, probably those differences that you're saying that depending on Das and then it's called Zeya and it's called Hada, after Pasha those differences don't have any Neshamor. It's all meaning of Das. Just like Victor things, grammatical ways of how to express those things. You could, if you want to, you have a right to, to action it also, that the difference. I'm just saying, the push-up shot probably is that they're all the same. It's just a predictor that they're the same. Okay, so we want to go on, Beis Hashem, for our subject for this week. Beis Hashem, for we look at our calendar of Beisai and we find that Hanukkah is crawling up on us, right? It's rushing up on us, Hanukkah. You understand? Do you speak English? Yes?
Usually.
So Hanukkah is coming up on Esther Pesach. So we want to, you know, center in for Hanukkah. By the way, again, I just want to mention that one of the benefits of doing the film that we did last week is that you'll find, I'm sure that you did, is that it helps very much to make one of the semester. Because, like, when you delve into Lashon, you know, and you analyze it and dissect it and try to, you know, understand it, you know, when you daven Shmoneh Esrei yourself, you'll find that, you know, one of the greatest difficulties that we have without davening is that the mind keeps unfocusing on the material of Shmoneh Esrei. We find that mind wanders. And we need like aces to keep the focus of the mind, you know, concentrating on the Shmoneh Esrei without like running away every few minutes, every few seconds. So I find that this Uvda, because like she paid attention to the Nusra, like you became aware of all these different nuances, and now when you're dominant, like you find that your mind is connecting with the Nusra in a way that, like, it's anchoring you down, you know, to keeping your attention on the davening. And if you found that to be true, the truth is that because of this aspect that I'm mentioning now, this is the main reason why I presented the Uvda. Was like the main purpose of Uvda wasn't that we should find solution in the Shmoneh Esrei, which is a very nice thing also. But the main matzorah that we've been working on is trying to upgrade our davening. So if you concentrate, I mean, if you try to analyze the Nusra, you know, and delve into it, you'll find as you're davening Shmoneh Esrei now, your mind will be focused on the Nusra, you know, all these different beautiful things that you gave them thought. And now you're saying it, now you're using this to punish them for different needs. But you find that it helps to keep your attention anchored down to the Shmoneh Esrei itself. Okay, Rabbi Shai. So as we start saying, Hanukkah is brushing up on us. I'd rather say it's crawling up on us, but it's not crawling, it's brushing up on us. So we want to, you know, trying to make it physical, like the Hanukkah. Like the first point that I can make with Oilim is that the perspective that we're supposed to have for Hanukkah, like what are we supposed to, what like our picture of Hanukkah, what is it supposed to mean to us? So on my side, the way we're supposed to relate to Hanukkah is that it's a time during the year that we can get certain ruchnias on those days from the Shkia or Tesha Chachamim or whatever, you know, the first day till the end of the Hanukkah. This time slot is 8 days. A certain nutrients, we call it spiritual nutrients that you can get during this time frame that you can't get them any other time during the year. In other words, let's say during the year a person upgrades his buchnias and he mamish like intensively works up his connection with Hashem and with the mitzvahs and with the davening and everything, like he really, you know, puts himself in a very, very high madrega. Really, objectively, it is high and very special, but as high as he can make himself, and it's unique, but he won't get what he gets the days of Hanukkah. In other words, as high as you can establish yourself, the world of Ruchnius, but there's certain things that are available only on Hanukkah that you can't get any other time during the year. So our outlook, our perspective of what Hanukkah is should be that I want to try to squeeze out from these, you know, these days of Hanukkah, these 8 days, I want to try to squeeze out from them the utmost, the maximum about, you know, of goodness that I can get, right? Squeeze out every little bit that's available to me and be able to gain from it. After the Tetzach of Chavim, you know, the last day, it's over, Rabbi Sari. After that second, you look at the clock, at your electronic clock, you know, you see, after, you know, the time, the sphere, the Tetzach of Chavim, whichever, you look down and say, oh, now I can't get it. If you want to get it, you have to wait another year, you know, to get these spiritual nutrients. You think that they might, the neshama, lift up the neshama, and get the neshama closer to the banishra, with that. You can only do certain things in Ruchnias during the time span of Hanukkah, right? Now, by the way, before I forget, Rabbi Yisrael, Akabucha is the next Moshe Shabbos, this coming Moshe Shabbos, we have our annual Hanukkah Mitzvah in my home, Ponim Gaur 3, Kedusha Gimel, and Olam is divided, right? We have usually high quality musicians, and people tell me they have a very big chizuk. I know if I'm coming, so everybody is invited. There's one detail, I forgot to get to it. So the newcomers can ask the oldcomers. Listen. We have recently served American potato latkes, right? We rebel against the Sufkan yolk. We want, you know, the good old fashioned potato latkes. Anyway, so in order to really derive this benefit that we want to have, you know, from the Hanukkah, if that's the whole purpose of it, the matara of it, is to get to find the benefit, looking to get benefit, so you have to make achonis, you have to make certain preparations of this. Just like the fall into Hanukkah, drop in, it's for me, Ben Hashem, this coming Moshe Shabbat, the first night of the light. If you didn't make certain preparations, it's very hard to, it's the first night, right away, you fall in, you drop into Hanukkah, and there you are, and, you know, to get the full benefit, very, very hard to, imagine that. Okay. Maybe I can ask somebody group to maybe to get me something to drink. What do they have here? They have coffee?
I don't have a key to the cabinet. They have soft drinks. I don't know if they have.
Oh, good.
Okay, good. Not the right. Okay.
The Sefer is on Hanukkah?
No, it's it's questions, questions. It is Spirit and Halacha. Most of it is you know, difficult things to understand, and the purpose of it is to try to figure out the interest, you know. It's to develop your thinking faculties. So one of the subjects there is Hanukkah. So like, it's a good favorite to have on Hanukkah, because sometimes you're busy with the family or different things, so it keeps your head, you know, it's oh, Okay, Rabbi Zai. So, the Maisa, what we want to do is to try to get ourselves ready, Hachona, for Hanukkah, that we should have the utmost to Elis from Hanukkah. So, Rabbi Zai, the main Ugda that I want to suggest today is we know that we have the category of mitzvahs. You have AD, we have Chukim, Mishpatim, and you have Osias, Adias, and Osias. These are mitzvahs that our Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the purpose to teach us things, right? Every mitzvah really has some message for us. The chinuch has by every mitzvah a shor sham mitzvah, different beautiful thoughts of how should we say different kavanas that logical reasons why Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvahs. It's chaimer, it's material to think about, even by assays and most assays. But there are certain mitzvahs, the adias and the oisias, where the actual, like the brisker would say, that's the mahus of the mitzvah. That's the actual mitzvah itself is the machshava, is the lesson, the message that's supposed to deliver. Like, for example, the very famous Shittas HaBach, I don't know if you ever heard it, but very famous, the Bach holds that by Sukkah, if you don't think about what the Sukkah is supposed to remind you of, so you're not Yetzir the Mitzvah, or he has a Suffolk maybe, because it says in the Torah, remind Yedu Doroseichem, the Torah is telling you, I'm giving you this Mitzvah so you should think about it, right? So, the Bach holds that could be... Because the Torah tells you that I gave you the mitzvah to think about it. In other words, the thought is not like a nice thing, it's a good thing, it's a wonderful thing. But over here, since the Torah said that I'm giving you the mitzvah, that's why I gave you the mitzvah, to think about these things. If you don't think about it, it could be not even your say the mitzvah. And the Bir Halacha of the Sukkah says that, according to that principle, so then it could be by sisters also. So the Torah tells you that the reason why I gave you the mitzvah is to remind you. So if you don't think about what the sisters are supposed to remind you, it could be according to the Bach, you're not the age of sisters either. So basically, we have this category of mitzvahs called Adias, Osias, that they talk to us, they're supposed to give us a message, they speak to us. So, which of those mitzvahs of the 80s we have tefillin, right? Incidentally, if you wonder what tefillin is supposed to make you think of, it's the he rots before the Yipan tefillin is a very good source of you know, material one's supposed to think of, right? You have tefillin, you have tzitzit, ois, 80s, right? And you have mezuzah is an ois, right? Adias. And you have Shabbos is an ois, right? Matzahs, and Sukkah, right? And the Bris Milah is an ois, right? It's also an ois. Bris ois, right? And you have, we mentioned Purim also, the Megillah, you know, whenever you have the Sumei Nisa, that's surely an ois, right? So here you have Chanukah, Rabbi Zai. Chanukah is also an ois, right? It's supposed to talk to us. The menorah, the light of the menorah, it has a message for us. So, what I'd like to do, Rabbi Zai, is that I'd like in order to really benefit from the ois of Chanukah, the adias, the testimony, we'd like to sharpen up our oisias muscles. In other words, we should really be doing this the whole year. Like when you put on tefillin, you should be able to get to the tefillin, the message. You should feel the tefillin talking to you. You wear tzitzit, you should feel the tzitzis talking to you. You walk by a mezuzah, you should feel the mezuzah talking to you. The whole year we should be living with this. But unfortunately, as the time goes on, you know, become a little bit rusty, and we forget to listen to the message of the mezuzah. You walk by, and you just walk by, and little by little it fades away. So, in order to try to get to be able to focus on the message of Hanukkah, so I'd like to, we should like work up our muscles a little bit on the generally on the ISIS muscles, with the hope that when Hanukkah comes, this will be, you know, in a matter that to be that agenda, we can try to get, you know, the utmost from the Hanukkah, right? So Rabbi Zai, the Ugdal HaMaisa is that twice a day we should try to connect with the ICAs, with the atheists. In other words, twice a day, it's of course, the Chachila, it's best to do it with two different mitzvahs, you know. You do it with mezuzah, with tefillin, with tzitzis, right? I mean, if you want to do it with more than two mitzvahs, more than twice a day, you're not going to have an avera, right? You won't be over at Baal Taitim. But as far as the Kabbalah for the Vav, at least twice a day, try to connect. In other words, sometime in the middle of the day, take the tzitzit and say to yourself, tzitzit, tzitzit. You know, what are you saying? You put it to the ear, like the speakers, you know, the earplugs. Put it to the ear, see if it's talking to you, if you can hear the message. But coming out, I'm just, the boss is looking at me seriously, and he's saying, if you hear the message of the tzitzit, you know, or you walk by a mezuzah, so think, you know, mezuzah, what's your message to me? Well, the tefillin. So twice a day, we should try to do that, everybody say. And then when it comes Hanukkah, Be'ez Hashem, I don't know if we're going to be meeting next Sunday night. I'll have to be in touch with you, Rav Moshe. Sometimes the families have parties and different things, so I don't know whether we'll be able to meet. So I'll give you your homework. Okay, let's not talk about it now, okay? The homework for next week, Be'ez Hashem, what you'll be doing during the week with the tzitzis and the tefillin, you try to do on Hanukkah with the menorah. In other words, sit down and look at the light of the menorah for a while and stare into it and say to yourself, light to the menorah, you know, menorah, light, give me your message. What you're supposed to be telling me, right? You don't have to do it while you're lighting it. If you do it later on in the evening, sometimes when we light the candles, a little bit of a tumult with the family, and, you know, with the Hanukkah celebration together with the family, you can do it later on in the evening also. When things are a little more quiet, the candles are still burning, but you can do it on somebody else's candles also. You don't have to do it on your own candles. But try to, you know, look at the candles and think of what the message is, what is it supposed to be telling you. Okay, so that's the work for the week, to do it with all the other mitzvahs, and on Hanukkah do it, you know, on specifically with the menorah. Okay, I'd like to add, that was very important, that we should spend a few minutes every day trying to learn the Gemara and Shabbos. And set the Shabbos is a sugya of Hanukkah there. I think it's that Chav Aleph. Starts in the bottom. And you should make a Seder on the sugya of Hanukkah, Rabbi Zai. It's not for the Bekiyas, matter of Bekiyas. The reason why I'm suggesting is because when you learn the Gemara, learn the whole sugya there, it'll help you connect with the Ruchnius of the Yantid. Right? And also, Rabbi Zai, and you know, continue that the whole week. And also the week of Hanukkah, right? And also, Rabbi Zai, you have these forums that speak about the Nisim of Hanukkah, right? Art Scroll has an excellent book on Hanukkah. Gives a whole background of what happened. An excellent background of the whole history of what happened. In detail, the whole series of events, what happened. So it gives you like a picture of the Gvaltik and Nisim that happened then. So I would suggest getting hold of one of these forums. I say again, Art Scroll is excellent, and probably there's other forums out there today that also that would give you like a background that have what to think about. Yeah, you read about the Nisim and the Floyds, so this is like the Chaimer, which if you continue, you should start an hour by say if you can do it, and continue it during Hanukkah also. Okay, everybody says so. Is it clear of this? Right. The avoidance. The main thing is the avoidance of Oisius, and the Gemara and the material. Right. Everybody says. All right. So wish everybody to have bracha v'atzlacha. With the Uvda, you should be zeicher to be able to manage to do the Avoda Rabbi Sai. And he wrote from that, Kishem Shahai Nisim and Avaseinu, Boimahim, we should be zeicher to have Nisim and Nefloyes by Manazeh, we should be the big R of the Gula Rabbi Sai, Mashiach Sekenu.
Besides the mezuzah and spilling, and what other Shabbos, Kiddush,
so far. Yeah, but I'm talking about now.
Yeah, I mean, they're focusing in.
Right. I mean, today, he has a bris milah also, right? There aren't so many today, right? So I have to run now. I need a bracha now from the oilem. They have the bus, okay? But yeah. So I bracha my son. I'll be in touch with you.
Fine. Fine. Next week. Is that it?